centrada, Xavi per Messi, la rematada! Gol!
Yeah. Active FM, Christ Music is Heart Music. Welcome to the sports show with obviously your host Marcus. So basically, I'll be talking about the topic for today is B. Yeah, okay, let me just call it the double B. The double B topic. So basically, if you don't know what the double B stands for, actually stands for bodybuilding. So obviously, bodybuilding is also a sport that most people can compete in, and basically, you can either choose as a temporary thing or a lifestyle thing. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, as a bodybuilder, you gotta eat a lot. You gotta eat wisely. You know what I'm saying? You can't just build your muscle because you find out that most parts of your body don't grow properly. And it's very, very important to actually train in a certain way. And what you eat is very, very important. It's basically 10% German, 99% of eating. And you gotta eat healthy. You can't just eat everything. Because if you want a certain body to actually take place, you gotta eat properly. But basically, some people think bodybuilding is not a sport, but it's also a sport, because obviously I'm doing a sports show. So I'll be telling you more about bodybuilding, what was involved there, who was in bodybuilding before and who is in bodybuilding today. So, okay, what I have here is bodybuilding is used progressive resistance exercise to control or develop of one muscular and individual who engages the activity of referred to as bodybuilding. A competitive bodybuilders appear in lineups doing specific poses and later perform individual poses routine, and the panel of judges who ranks a competition based on criteria such as symmetry, muscularity and conditioning. So basically, also they have like competitions that, you know what, they do the certain poses to actually show the part of your muscle, you know what I'm saying? So basically it's very, very important to gym all parts of your body, because you can't have a big upper body and have a small leg. That could actually happen, you know what I'm saying? So it's very, very important to actually know when to train a certain body. Like me, I'm also want to become a bodybuilder myself. So basically what I do on Mondays, I do arms. Tuesday, I do chest. Wednesday, I do legs. Thursday, I do tricep. Friday, I do shoulders. So basically it's one step at a time. And if you're a beginner, man, if you actually a beginner in this bodybuilding thing, so I'll be talking more about bodybuilding for the next couple of weeks, and actually give you advice of how to actually progress in the bodybuilding industry, you know what I'm saying? Of what to eat, what you need to perform, you know what I'm saying? And that's if you're actually a beginner, you know what I'm saying? And to all the professional bodybuilding guys, please keep carrying on with what you're doing. And if you're actually making cash with that, carry on without what you're doing, and keep on pushing those weights, man. Keep on becoming a powerhouse in that, you know what I'm saying? So in competitive in bodybuilding, bodybuilders appear in lineups during specific poses later than performing and posing routine. Okay, I read that. The winner in the annual IFBB Mr. Olympian contest is generally recognized as the world's top male professional bodybuilder. The title is currently held by Phil Heath. The winner of the women's physique position of competition is regarded to the world's top female professional bodybuilder. The title is currently held by Juliana since 1950. Okay, so these are the guys that actually have the title for bodybuilding. because it's all about studying how to build this, how to build that, and it actually takes time to actually become a monster, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't take like one day, you have to do it constantly, you have to go to the gym like every single day. Maybe I said that wrong. So basically what I've learned, that you know what, if you're pumping every single day, your body won't grow. If you're pumping iron every single day, if you keep on pumping, you won't grow. Your body won't grow. You know what I'm saying? So if you like every single day, Monday to Sunday, and you actually don't give yourself time to actually rest, you must get a day or two to actually rest your body so it can actually grow and make the blood flow to actually make it bigger. You know what I'm saying? Because if you basically don't rest and you keep on pumping iron, your body's not gonna grow. And that goes for females as well. Like if you want to actually become fit, you can't just eat junk food. You gotta eat the proper food, like, you know, your salads and all that stuff. And you know what I find out, that what to eat is very, very important, is actually peanuts and banana. So banana will balance your hormones. Otherwise, if you're actually gymming, you actually get very, very aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Because you are pushing those heavyweights, you know what I'm saying? And to all the guys that you know you're still beginner in the bodybuilding industry, start off small, man. Don't start with these big weights that you can't even lift yourself. Start with the small weights, then you actually get to the bigger weights, and you actually find out that these weights are actually easy to carry because you're used to these weights, you know what I'm saying? Because most beginners, they want to start big and end up small. No, it doesn't work though. It doesn't work that way. You must actually do proper exercising, not just lifting weights, but you know what, doing your stretches, doing all these exercises, you know, but also doing some push-ups and all that stuff. And yeah, this is a challenge I made for myself, is actually to do 100 push-ups a day. You know what I'm saying? Because mostly what they told me was, like, if you actually do 100 push-ups a day, your body will actually say the same. You won't actually go fat, you know? Because if you basically lazy and you're not productive, you'll end up being lazy and not actually doing anything with your body. And your body will keep on getting fatter, fatter, and fatter. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, bodybuilders are always in the gym, but they have times that they have to rest and eat a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because if you want to become a bodybuilder, you have to eat a lot. And I mean a lot of food. Yes, you can eat healthy, but you know what? You can eat some McDonald's and all that stuff, but that's a sometime meal. You know what I'm saying? You can eat full portions, but healthy food. But it has to be full portions, because you have to... Yeah, your body needs certain food to actually generate that certain muscle, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, man, let's just get into the break, man, and actually I'll give you actually more of this with bodybuilding industry. What does it contain? What's the history of it? But anyways, man, let's just enjoy the music, man, and please guys, just like all the shows, guys. Please guys, not just my show, because people actually give advice in shows, you know what I'm saying? So please actually take that advice and apply it. If it's working, please give us comments. So let's just get back into the music, man, because obviously Christ music is hot music. Be right back. Shimmele, 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 shimmele. Shimmele, 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 shimmele. Shimmele, 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 shimmele. Shimmele. Shimmele, shimmele, shimmele. Shimmele. Shimmele, 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 shimmele.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
My sunshine and my winter. I'm trapped in hell's kitchen and I'm cooking her dinner. I'm bitter, so I'm fighting with my inner. She showered me with many lies, told me I was cleaner. But I'm a sinner, and that's when the real truth comes to me. Though her deception tastes much better, I drink from a cup of wine, life like a killer. I think I'm getting better, but my sin is getting iller. She spoke to me in currency. gave me the rhyme, cause that appealed to me. Told me that I need to sleep with her for eternity, cause everything I do in my life is for her glory. She trapped me and gave me all false life. Told me I'll never escape this joyride, cause I'm a sinner addicted to false sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone so long. Anytime she goes away.
Cause I'm a sinner with taking my last sunshine. Okay, there were wars thinking that I missed the cool, yeah right. I bought a fake picture when I let it take on my life. Everybody's telling me it's small sins, yeah right. Look at what false sunshine did to my life. Well, Jesus is the real life. Look at what he did on the cross, he took his own life. If that's not the real sun, I don't know what we shine. Cause real life isn't him, not the twinkle seen in my eyes. Look at what we've done to ourselves. With false sunshine daily, we burn ourselves. We all just treat life as though it comes in a shell. We all just blame external factors, so we're killing ourselves. Lord, come take us, please. I'm begging every night when I pray on my knees. Cause we all sinners addicted to false sunshine.
Wonder this time when she's gone.
Cause we all sinners addicted to false sunshine.
Wonder if she's gone. Anytime she goes away.
Cause we all sinners addicted to false sunshine.
Anytime she goes away.
Cause we all sinners addicted to false sunshine.
Anytime she goes away.
Cause we all sinners addicted to false sunshine.
Welcome back, everybody. Christ music is hot music. Welcome back to the show. So I've been speaking about the BBA bodybuilding. So, but I like to make it more fancy by just saying BB, double B, not BBA. Sorry, it's the topic for today is actually double B bodybuilding. So, so basically, I'll be telling you about the basics about muscle growth. So bodybuilding is three main strategies to maximize muscle. Okay, strength training through weights or elastics, specialized nutrients, incorporating extra proteins and supplements when necessary. Guys, please don't use steroids, please. I ask very nice, please. Rather build natural, please. And okay, adequate rest including sleep. Exactly, you see, you have to sleep, guys. You have to rest, otherwise you won't grow. Okay, weight training causes micro tears and muscle being trained. This is generally known as microtromia. Okay, these micro tears is the muscle contribute to the soreness felt after exercising, called delayed outset muscle soreness. It is the repair to these micro trauma that results in muscle growth. Normally the soreness becomes with the most operate a day or two after a workout. However, as muscles become adapt to the exercise, soreness tends to decrease. So basically what it's saying, yeah, that you know what, you actually have to go through pain, because if you don't have pain, that means you never train hard enough, you know what I'm saying. And I know it's hard, guys. It's hard, and most people don't actually love this lifestyle, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, let me just get a move on. Weight training aims to build muscle by prompting two different types of hypertrophy, scapulomatic. Okay, I don't know this word. To large muscles, as so the favorite bodybuilders more than hypertrophy, which builds an athletic strength. Hypertrophy triggered by increasing repetition, whereas either in case there is an increase in size and strength of muscles. So basically, it's not all about size and all that. It's not all about size. It's also about power, because some people have a size, but they don't have power. Some people have power, but they don't have the size. You know what I'm saying? And if you actually put those two together, it can actually create a great difference. You know what I'm saying? Maybe to gain the size, you're not eating properly. That's for not getting size and not gaining power. You're not training properly. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, very important to actually balance the two, to actually get the right body and get the power that you want. Because honestly speaking, I want size and power. Because if you have power, you actually feel good. Understand? But not bullying people and all that stuff. But these guys, I'm not saying you must bully people. I'm just saying take bodybuilding as a lifestyle, but take it to actually, let others get that motivation to do bodybuilding. Even though it's painful at times, but you have to push through the pain, you know what I'm saying? Okay, nutrition. The high level of muscle growth and repair achieved by bodybuilding requires to specialized diets. Generally speaking, bodybuilders require more calories than an average person of the same weight to provide the protein and energy requirements needed to support their training and increase muscle mass. A sub-maintenance level of food energy combined is cardio exercise to lose fat in the preparation of contents within the ratios of calories and carbohydrates, proteins and fat vary depending on the goals of a bodybuilder. So as a bodybuilder, you gotta have goals, and with those goals you gotta have things that you have to eat. You know what I'm saying? You gotta eat a lot of protein, carbohydrates. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, very important of what you eat to as a bodybuilder. And okay, now moving to the carbohydrates part. Okay, carbohydrates play an important role for bodybuilders. Carbohydrates give your body energy to deal with the rigors in training and recovery. Carbohydrates also promote secretions of insulin and hormones, enable cells to get the glucose they need. Insulin also carries animal acid into cells and promotes protein synthesis. Okay, that's really, really interesting about carbohydrates. Now I'm gonna move on to protein. That's what most people take. Yeah, it's especially like a protein shake, you know what I'm saying? And okay, but what it says is the motor protein actin and myosin generates the forces exerted by contracting muscle. Current advice says that bodybuilders should consume 25-30% of protein per total of calorie intake to further their goals in maintaining the improvement of body and composition. This is a widely debated topic, with many argue that 1 gram of a protein per pound of body weight per day in deal. Some suggest that less is significant, while others recommending 1.5, 2 or more. It is believed that protein needs to be consumed frequently throughout the day, especially during after a workout and before sleep. This is also some debate concerning the best type of protein to take: chicken, turkey, beef, pork, fish, eggs and dairy food and high in protein, as are some nuts, seeds and beans and lettuce. Casein or whey, often they use supplements, they diet with additional protein. They whey protein in type of protein contained in many popular brands of protein supplements and preferred by many bodybuilders because of its high biological value and quickly absorbs rates. So okay, what it says here, but this is very, very interesting, that you must eat like chicken, turkey, beef, pork, fish, eggs and dairy foods. You know what I'm saying? Because basically it actually contains some of the protein there to actually give you some I could say energy and actually strength to actually pick up weight. But you know what I'm saying? What it says is that muscle is heavier than fat, because you know Fat is just you have water, and muscles, you have like a lot of iron in your body, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're very, very hard, you know what I'm saying? So okay, let's just take a break, and I'll give you some more advice in bodybuilding, you know what I'm saying? And guys, please just don't just jump, plan. Also plan way how you gonna jump, how you gonna actually improve your bodybuilding, and that's how you become a professional bodybuilder. That's if you want to, and you want to do those poses and all that stuff. But anyway, let's just get into the break now, and I'll see you guys later on. Except for them, Christ music is hot music.
They told me I would make it. I listened to it. They told me I would read it. I listened to it. I had a talk with God, found out it's a trap. Now when they be talking, all I hear is shit.
Raising the environment, everything's way too cold. You're way too cold. I see rain from your eyes, turn the eyes to your stone cold.
We had you roll so cold,
so cold, cold.
Every tear your heart cries like winter snow. You close me out from where your heart's lie. All I speak is truth, but I got you drowned in your heart's lie. Oh, checking in with the dope, then the head knocking over once more around the corner. Your breath smell is filling and praying for you. My love goes beyond you. My love is always brand new. Praise it till it wins you. You're
Welcome back, everybody. Christ music is hot music. So I'll be talking about with the interesting topic, bodybuilding. So like I said, some people like it, some people don't. So it depends on you. So I've been talking about how to eat and how to actually gym, you know what I'm saying? So what I see here, I'll be talking about meals. Yeah, this is it. This is a very, very important part if you want to become a bodybuilder. So, bodybuilders often split their food intake for day into 5 to 7 meals and roughly equal nutritional content, and attempt to eat regular intervals, e.g. every 2 or 3 hours. The method can serve two purposes: to limit over including the cutting phases. Cutting phases, and to physically allow the concentration of large volume to food during the bulking phase. So what it's saying here is that some people have 5 to 7 meals a day. So that's what it says here. As a bodybuilder, you can eat like 5 or 7 meals a day, but not just junk. You have to eat proper. You have to eat proper food. You know what I'm saying? So okay. What does it say? The, This method can serve two purposes: to limit overdoubling in the cutting phase, or physically allow the consuming of large volumes of food during the bulking phase. Contrary to popular belief, eating more frequently does not increase basal metabolic rate when compared to traditional three meals and a day. While food does not have a metabolic cast of the just absorbed and stored, called the thermic effect of food. It depends on the quantity in types of food, not how the food is spread. Across the meal of the day, while controlled studies using whole body calorimetry and double labeled water by demonstrating that is no metabolic adventure to eat more frequently. So basically it's actually very, very important to actually eat right, you know. So my next one is rest and overtraining. Rest is, although muscles are stimulation occurs in the gym or home gym, when lifting weights, muscle growth occurs after during rest. Without adequate rest and sleep, 6 to 8 hours, muscles do not have the opportunity to recover and build. About 8 hours of sleep and night in this disturbable and bodybuilding to refresh, although the varies from person to person. Additionally, many athletes find daytime nap further increase their body abilities to build muscle. Some individual bodybuilders add a message sometimes by professional messengers and masseurs at the end of each workout to the routine as the method recovery. Now it's overtraining. Overtraining occurs when a bodybuilder has trained to the point where the workload exceeds his recovery capacity. There's many reasons that overtraining occurs, including lack of adequate nutrition, lack recovery time between workouts, insufficient sleep, and trying to at a high intensity for too long, and lack of splitting apart workouts. Training at a high intensity too frequently also stimulate the central nervous system and results of hyperstate that interferes with sleep pattern. To avoid overtraining, intense frequent training must be met with the least of equal amount of purposeful recovery times, or provision of carbohydrates, proteins, and various such as vitamins, minerals, even a nutritional supplements are acutely critical. Here's another part. People like to actually overtrain. They like to go to the certain limit. They want to reach a certain goal in bodybuilding. You know what I'm saying? And if you're overtraining, you like go to the gym list. You know what I'm saying? And you want actually get a body that you want. You actually set up your muscle, and you want actually build that certain muscle, because one part of your muscle is broken. So it's actually very, very important to know how to train. You know what I'm saying? So basically, let's just take a break now, and I'll give you more results of bodybuilding. You know what I'm saying? But Active FM Christ Music is for.
Reproduce yourself through me, Jesus in you, I am free. When people look at me, I want them to see you, drown in your presence. My mission, your message, walk with your authority. Help me love entirely, disciple effectively. Wanna expand the walls of your kingdom and cause a revival. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Christ, music is hot music. So basically I've been talking about an interesting topic for me and also for our other people as well. So basically, if you're starting this about bodybuilding sport, if you're actually a beginner, like I said, start small. You have to start small in the bodybuilding industry, because you can't just start with big weights. You'll get tired very quickly. Within, I think, 15 minutes, you'll actually want to say, I've changed very well. I mean, in the meanwhile, you're busy lifting like heavy weights in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you have to actually start small, progress yourself more, and actually challenge yourself to say that, you know what, sometimes your mind will tell you that, nah man, you're not fit to be big, but you have to actually go over your thinking and actually push yourself. That's the most important thing. You have to push yourself in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And some people they gym, they get tired, they rest for a long time. And as soon as the pain goes away, they carry on. Even though the pain is there, you still have to carry on. That's how you gotta build. That's how you're gonna build, you know what I'm saying? So other people have to go through the pain, because there was a bodybuilder from a long time. I'm sure everybody will know this guy. His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he started bodybuilding when he was basically 18 years old. So his father like trained him. They actually trained him to be like the professional bodybuilder. I think he won Mr. Mr. Olympian three times. That's how big was Arnold Schwarzenegger. So that guy was the best bodybuilder there is. But now, you know, old age comes and he stopped. He got into acting and all that stuff. He started acting in The Terminator and, you know, all that stuff. But Arnold Schwarzenegger actually came a long way. You know what I'm saying? He started with bodybuilding, but he got interested in acting and all that stuff. But he's actually a motivational speaker to other bodybuilders. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations to Arnold Schwarzenegger to actually like give us what is bodybuilding. You know what I'm saying? But you get the bodybuilders now like Simeon Panda, Ulysses, Lazar Angelov, like, you know those guys, you know what I'm saying? So who's this, is it Lee Green or Kyle Green? Yes. So he's the one with the big ponytail, but he's a bodybuilder as well. But you know, those guys are really, really in taking over the bodybuilding industry, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be talking more about this for the past few weeks to actually give you guys advice of what to eat, what to train this certain day, you know what I'm saying? To actually like push your guys to actually start this bodybuilding lifestyle. That's if you want to start the bodybuilding lifestyle. But it's not only men, it's also women, you know what I'm saying? To actually like train y'all, you know what I'm saying? To actually take this training seriously, that, you know what, at the end of the year you want the certain body part to be at the certain form, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, guys, thanks for listening to the show, guys. But I'll give you more results next week, and please just tune in, man. Please just tune into obviously next week's show, but obviously listen to other shows as well. But if you want more shows, you can actually go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can like us on our Instagram, activefm777, also on our Facebook, activefm777, which obviously is the number of heaven, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, please listen to the shows, guys, and actually take the examples of the shows if they actually give advice, good advice to you, you know what I'm saying? So otherwise, thanks for listening to the show, guys, and I'll give you more of bodybuilding tricks. But it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's not a get big quick scheme. You know what I'm saying? You need to actually take time to actually build your body, because sometimes if your body gets used to building something, then another body won't get big, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, guys, thanks for listening to the show, and this is Marcolino signing out. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. God bless. Bye.
I put up my hands up and you can't tell me nothing. Rolling with my squad, man, you know we got the motion. Hold up, wait a minute, what up by the bulls? You know that we wildin' whatever we choose to do. They don't really get it, don't wanna accept us. They don't understand us like we out here speaking Spanish. But we only got one life to live, so we turn up, they can't hear us. And we show what it really means to be free without a limit. Time's running out, man, let's start a riot. Tell them we don't know what it means to be quiet. The summer's really ours, can you feel the heat? What a time to be alive, join the team. Feeling good, feeling great, feeling blessed. Loved by the king, not really trying to impress. Ain't always bang, not really trying to be seen. But how can you overlook somebody living their dreams? So throw them ones up, the last will be first. This is our time to show them what we worth. No, we won't move. Bought with a price, chest out, head up, living our life, yeah. Only one chance, gotta live it up. We don't dumb it down, but we light it up. You know what's up, you know what's up, yeah. We gon' live it up while we can. We gon' live it up while we can. You know what's up. We gon' live it up while we can. We gon' live it up while we can. You know what's up. What's up? We gon' live it up while we can. We gon' live it up while we can. Got the saints in the background. Thought I was getting it by myself. Then I hit them all out with a flesh. Like Turner, Turner, y'all got me breaking a sweat. Tell them haters, take a break and join the rest. The devil should've killed me while he had a chance. Cause I know I have a purpose, he'll never fail. Never forsake me, he'll never leave me alone. When times getting hard, he's still on the throne. I know I'm forgiving, living how I'm supposed to. Trying to change the world, you know that I'm focused. We go all week, cause we all serve it. We been through the pain, and we live in the morning. Raise your glasses high, let them see you shine. Let them hear your toast, we're forever alive. Let them hate some, that just means you're grinding. And you shine so much brighter when they see you smiling. You know who you are, I know who I am. It's now or never, let's do it big for the fam.
I hate them telling me to stop, but I say no, I say no. No, I'm gonna spread my wings and so. Only one chance, gotta live it up. We don't dumb it down, but we light it up. You know what's up, you know what's up. Yeah, we gon' leave it up.
What's up?